Namaste. This is an introduction to Pavan Muktasan. And Pavan Muktasan is a foundational practice that is broken into three parts, of which we'll focus on the first part today, which is called the anti-rheumatic or anti-arthritic practice. Pavan means wind, mukta means to free or to release, and asana means position, pose, or state of being. So this is a series of positions and poses that are designed to release the excess wind in the body. And wind in the body causes such things as being ungrounded or nervous or agitated or experiencing some level of insomnia or digestive unrest in the form of constipation or any form of energetic constipation in our bodies where we can't move experiences through, which lends its way to anxiety. So the liberation of these winds is particularly powerful. And so we will be moving through the series one of Pavan Muktasan. And within each of the series, this being the first series, the anti-rheumatic series, there are three primary focuses that we can take. One is upon the movement of the physical body, sensing both the gross and the subtleties of the physical body in motion. Number two is to feel and sense the breath moving through the body. Where is the breath moving? How does it transverse the body? How does it find its way to transport what needs to be moved throughout the body? So we're conscious of where the breath is in the body and where we cannot experience the breath, so we can expand into those spaces. And then thirdly, and potentially most important, is being able to access and to learn prana in the body, to understand the flow of prana in the body, to be able to move that life force through the body, direct it, and then to be able to subtly say to oneself, it is of great benefit for me to move more prana through my liver. It is of great benefit for me to move more prana into my feet so that I feel more balanced and grounded. Or it is of great benefit for me to move more prana into my mind and into my heart and into my voice so I might feel inspired and awakened and connected to all that is. So that being said, we'll begin with the anti-rheumatic or anti-rheumatoid perspective of Pavan Muktasan. So we'll begin by settling back. Settling back on our hands and just releasing ourselves here. It's not holding ourselves upright tightly or firmly, but instead we settle back and rest onto the hands, not concerned about the spine being particularly vertical, but just settling in. This is called Parambhik Sthiti. Parambhik Sthiti. And this is the base position to which we'll return again and again. As we come to this place, we feel the breath move up the body on the inhale and down the body on the exhale. As the breath moves up the body, we sense where the body is harboring tension and where the body already feels free. We might also sense where the body feels excessive stimulation or a strong urge to move. We do our best to just notice this. The point being, we focus upon the breath and we move the breath down and out the body, down and out the feet on the exhale, in and up the feet on the inhale. Pavan Muktasan is the liberation of the winds in the body. The winds are associated with Vata. Vata is the seasons of change, the transformation of air and space, where we might feel a bit ungrounded. So if Vata gets deranged or out of balance, we're constantly looking for how it is we can ground and stabilize and feel again the sense of steadfastness in the body. Parambhik sthiti, the base position of a steady body. As we're ready from this place, we bring awareness into our feet. We exhale and squeeze just the toes down as if you're wringing out a sponge. And we inhale, draw the breath in and up the body and draw just the toes up. We're not bending from the ankle, but just from the joints where the toes articulate into the foot. Inhale. Exhale. Inhale. Exhale. The breath moves freely in and up the body on the inhale. The sound is audible. We exhale, squeezing down, plunging the breath down and out the body, emptying the body, purifying the vessel. Inhale, drawing the breath up into the crown of the head as much as is possible, squeezing down and out. Three more times. Inhale, in and up. Exhale, squeezing down and out. Inhale, in and up. Exhale, squeezing down and out. One more time. Inhale, drawing the breath in and up, sipping it as deeply as possible, and exhale, squeezing down and out. From this place, we just take pause. We let the feet completely relax. We settle back into that base position, and we turn our awareness to what's happening in the toes. We sense the toes and bear witness to whether they feel a little bit different and how we might qualify that difference. What are the qualities, the characteristics of that difference? Are they tingly, those toes? Do they feel lighter than the shins or knees or other body parts? Do they feel heavier, thicker, or thinner, sharp or dull, dark or bright light? As we're ready, we inhale, draw the whole ankle joint in and up, moving in and up. We exhale, draw the breath down, push the whole foot down. Inhale, exhale. So with every breath, we feel as though we're siphoning the breath in and up the crown. We're exhale, compressing, descending. Inhale, drawing the breath in and up, plunging the breath down and out. Inhale all the way in and up. Exhale, down and out. Inhale again, all the way in and out. Exhale, all the way down and out. One more time. Inhale, draw the ankle up. Exhale, press that ankle all the way down and out. We roll into the third one where we draw the toes out to the side and we rotate the ankles, drawing toes back, down. Exhale and squeeze. Inhale. Inhale, drawing up. Exhale, compressing. Inhale, drawing up. Exhale, squeezing down. Four more. You might feel how this moves through the upper body from the ankles. Inhale, exhale, one more time. Inhale, exhale. As we're ready, we take pause again, just settling into that base position. When we come to the base position, we relax. We sense what's happening in the toes, the ankles, the feet. And we bear witness to how it might feel different than the other parts of the body. From this place, we rise up tall and we'll take the left ankle in toward the hands. We're going to interlace the fingers all the way from webbing to webbing. So webbing of the toes to webbing of the hand. And we draw the toe around, inhaling and exhaling, choosing a direction in which to crank the ankle. Five to 10 times here, assertive, awakening, purifying breath. In order for the breath to purify the body, we must assertively move that breath through the body. And then when you're ready, you reverse the crank of the ankle. Drawing that breath in and up, releasing that breath down and out. From this place, we release. We bring the hands to the hamstring. Draw the knee in toward the chest. Big inhale. Exhale. Send the heel out and away. Inhale. Draw the knee in. Exhale, send the heel out and away. Five more. We inhale, draw the knee in. Two more. One more time. This time we inhale, draw the knee in. Send the heel up, extending all the way up, and then we hold the breath in as we release the leg down. Inhale, draw the knee in, flick the heel up this time, and release the leg down. Again, draw the knee in, exhale, flick, release the leg down. Four more. Inhale, draw the knee in, hold the breath in, exhale, flick. No breath as you release down. Inhale, hold the breath, hold the breath, hold the breath, flick, and release down. Three more. Feel that breath sip to the crown of the head. Relax the body around breath held in. Exhale, flick, and release the leg down. Two more times. Inhale, draw the knee in. Hold the breath in. Exhale, flick. Release the leg down. One more time. Inhale, draw the knee in and up. Breath ascends, exhale, flick, no breath, release that leg down. As you're ready, we bring that leg in. We hold the heel of the left foot with the right hand. We hold the outside of the left knee with the left hand. We draw the left knee to the left shoulder, smear it across the body on the exhale. Inhale, circling the knee around, cranking all the way around with that knee in a big circle, exhaling as you cross over the body, compressing the belly. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. We'll take nine more. And release the leg. Settle back. You feel and sense what's happening in the body. Notice how that left leg is different than the right leg. Notice which qualities arise for you as descriptors for what's happening in that left leg. First, we become aware of what's happening in the physical body, the movements themselves, the sensations in the joints, the bones, the muscles, the skin, even the fat, and the nerves. And then we become more conscious of the breath, where it can go, how it traverses the body, moves across the body, how it finds its way and where it seems to not be willing to go. And then in time, we're able to sense and to experience the richness of prana, of the life force that lives beneath all of these physical experiences. We sit tall. We take the left ankle in. You might take it in toward the groin. If the knee is lifted up, then know that the sensation is more of a lifting up. It's like a stirring up of the motion, stirring up of the ocean, instead of pressing down. If the knee can easily touch down, then we bring those hands together and we let the press happen down. Similarly, to take it to the next level, we can bring that foot all the way in toward the hip without sickling the foot or turning that foot at the level of the ankle. And then we might come to that knee and release down here. So we find our way here and we take 54 small bounces here, breathing in the body on the up, rising breath, exhaling down the body on the descending breath. Feeling and sensing that breath. In your own way, as you practice this, you'll come to count to 54 on your own. When you hit that 53, 54, we slow it down and we release. We extend the leg, we settle back, we take pause,
and Parambhik Sthiti. Awareness is the ally in the practice, that which separates the material and the spiritual world is only one simple thing, and that is consciousness. To be aware is to gain access, to be given a key to the back of the closet, that gateway to the magical kingdom within. This is how prana moves. This is how life moves. This is how life is. As we're ready, we rise high and we gather that right leg in and we interlace our fingers all the way to the webbing on that right foot. We hold that ankle gently and we begin to crank the ankle, exhaling down and out the body, inhaling in and up the body. Four more full, long, deep breaths. And then we reverse the direction all the way around, purifying the vessel on every breath, long, full, deep breath, inhaling from the base of the body, moving that breath up into the midsection of the body, catapulting one's awareness upward, flying to the top of the body, feeling that rotation, cranking on the ankle, and release. We bring the hands to the back of the knee. Inhale, draw the knee in and up. Breath moves to the crown. Exhale, send the heel out and away. Inhale, draw the knee in and up. Exhale, plunge the breath down and out. Inhale, exhale, inhale, exhale. Four more. Inhale, exhale, three more, inhale, exhale. One more time, inhale, exhale. This time we inhale, draw the knee in, exhale, flick the heel, and release the leg down. Inhale, draw the knee in, hold the breath, relax the musculature, exhale. And release. Inhale, draw the knee in. Exhale, flick. And release down. Inhale, hold the breath a little longer. Exhale, flick. And release down. Four more. Inhale. No breath. Inhale. No breath. Inhale. Exhale, flick. No breath. One more time. Inhale. Exhale, flick. And release the leg down. As you're ready from this place, go ahead and draw that leg in. Hold the outside of the ankle, right hand to the outside of the right knee. Inhale, bring the knee to the outside. Exhale, wrap it across, smearing the belly. Inhale around, exhaling it across. Four more, three more, two more, one more time, and release the leg. Settle back again, taking a moment, pause. Feeling the difference between right and left leg. Noticing the sensation of physical body, of breath body, of energy and light body. As you're ready, we rise up tall. We take that right ankle in. Again, it can come right into the groin. If that knee is lifted at all, then it becomes more of a stirring, like putting your fingers into dishwater, having added just a couple of drops of soap and embracing and awakening that, stimulating, getting everything mixed together so we can come and we can lift it in this way. If the knee can touch down, you can bring both hands to the knee and release that knee down, keeping that left foot alive. And finally, the third stage, if you can avoid the sickling of that ankle, we come to the knee and we bring both hands to that knee and we take 54 bounces, all the while conscious of the breath moving in and up the body on the inhale, down and out the body on the exhale. As you get into those late 40s, early 50s, we slow it down, keep the breath long and deep. And then as you're ready, we extend the leg out long, settle back, take pause. You can feel how the body begins to release its hold. The mind naturally finds more spaciousness, more space between thoughts. This is the power of the practice. Learning to get beyond what we think is real and move into a more subtle awareness of energy and life and light. And in this way, we are not deterred by what we perceive as limiting, but instead, we are able to move beyond. We are able to access and to plug in to that which is much greater, much deeper, and much higher, and more expansive than our deepest imaginings. From this place now, we find ourselves in a comfortable seat. If that means you hoist yourself up on your tail side or use a blanket or blocks beneath you, that's fine. The point is that we want the spine to be vertical and we want the heart to be open and the breath to be able to move freely through the body. So whatever position feels most comfortable for you, you can take that. We then release the arms out in front of the body, the shoulders soften down the body, elbows slightly beneath the height of the shoulder, wrists slightly beneath the height of the elbow. From this place, we extend those hands up and away, and we keep the breath in coordination with the movement of the hands. We draw the thumb in toward the palm and squeeze the fingers over that thumb line. Inhale, expanding. Exhale, squeezing. We start out slowly. Gradually picking up the speed. Slowing it back down again. We inhale, open the palms up and away. Exhale, squeeze the fingers in toward the hands. Inhale, draw the wrist and palms out and away. Exhale, squeeze in toward the front line of the wrist. Inhale, exhale. Four more. Inhale, exhale. Three more. Inhale, Exhale, inhale, expanding, exhale, squeezing. One more. Inhale, expanding, exhale, squeezing. We draw the knuckles toward one another, rotating the wrists around, exhaling as you squeeze down, inhaling, exhaling. As we're ready, we inhale, open the arms out and away. Exhale, bending the elbows. Inhale, drawing out and away. Exhale, squeezing. Seven more. Squeezing as you draw the arms in. Inhaling as you open. Squeezing, when you complete seven rounds, we raise the elbows, circle them around, squeeze in and down. Inhale, raise the elbows, squeezing in and down. Six more. Reverse that direction, all the way up and around, all the way up and around, all the way up and around. We raise the elbows, open, open the throat, the belly, draw everything in and down and squeeze. Inhale, up and open, draw everything in and down and squeeze. Inhale, open, down and squeeze. Inhale, open, exhale, squeeze down. Four more. Inhale, open, squeeze, send the breath out. Inhale, three more. Two more. One more time. And release the arms. Bring the right ear to the shoulder. Tuck the chin down and around. Sweeping all the way around and uplifting the head. Releasing down to that right shoulder. Sweeping all the way over to the left shoulder and up. Expanding and allowing the spine to move freely. Feeling length in the whole body. When the head gets back, sweep around in the opposite direction, ear to the shoulder. Six complete cycles here. Inhale as the throat opens. Exhale as the chin releases. Upon completing the rounds, we come back to center. Take pause. Allow the hands to rest where they're comfortable. Part one of Pavan Muktasan, the Anti-Rheumatic series.